The Reverend Martin Wolf of Springfield has spoken from the pulpit for the need of what he calls saner gun control measures. In sermons at the Abraham Lincoln Unitarian Universalist Congregation, he's preached gun safety, and he's talked about gun violence as a social justice issue.
It just seems that if you're going to be a shooting enthusiast, you don't really need an assault weapon. It is a military weapon that and is not designed to be a civilian weapon at all. That if someone seriously has concerns about guarding his or her castle, that is not the weapon that a person ought to have at their disposal.
What may be surprising is that Wolf is a gun collector who shoots competitively. The minister's 17-gun collection includes modern and antique weapons. He's got shotguns, handguns, rifles, carbines, a musket, and a pistol. Kim Villanueva is president of Wolf's congregation.
It is intriguing to think about the fact that he is a gun owner, but he's also a very responsible gun owner, which is what I think he's portraying with his work on gun safety.
I grew up around guns. My dad served in the Marine Corps, and some of my earliest memories actually involve him taking out a shotgun and shooting a rat in the back of the yard. But it was just one of those things which is imprinted on some of my earliest memories. What is more impressive from my point of view is my dad taking my siblings and I out first to shoot with a BB gun and teaching us the basics of gun safety.
The red flag lets people know that the range is hot. So if anyone else were to drive up, they know that we are shooting live fire at the moment. The very first thing we do is to make sure that the gun is safe. And remember, you always treat it as if it was loaded. Push it forward with your thumb. This comes up. Then it's time to cap, and the gun is now ready to be fired. And it's safe to reload.
Martha Plogue is a longtime member of Wolf's congregation and also a member of Moms Demand Gun Sense in America.
When I first found out that he was a gun owner and so forth, I did think it was kind of an oxymoron that a Unitarian minister would be interested in guns. But then when I found out that his interest is more towards antique guns, particularly black powder shooting, it made a lot more sense.
Gun control advocate Martin Wolf is also a Civil War buff who participates in contests with the North-South Skirmish Association.
So the fact that we're able to take something that was used to originally kill a person and now use it in a sporting competition gives me immense satisfaction. If you can imagine a battlefield that might have 1,000 people on either side firing, and the guns are belching out a thick cloud of smoke, it wouldn't be too long, especially if there was no wind, that you'd have a heavy fog of smoke hanging over the battlefield, and it'd be very difficult to see the enemy on the other side of the field.
Gun lobbyist Todd Vandermeide and Wolf have different takes on the modern-day meaning of the Second Amendment.
Well, he sounds like one of these individuals who thinks that the Second Amendment should have stopped somewhere around 1787. I don't think you call yourself pro-gun just because you own guns and you're a supporter of the Second Amendment. Well, if you treat the First Amendment the same way, we'd have nothing but the printing press, the spoken word, and the quill pen.
The notion of the village militia is obsolete. And so I think that if we're honest, that weighing the Second Amendment as permission for any individual to carry any type of firearm at any time is a gross exaggeration and is contrary to the intent of the authors of that document.
Wolf says something needs to be done in terms of gun control in this era of school shootings.
We wring our hands and we offer our hopes and prayers for the victims and their families, but we don't do anything as far as curtailing the availability of certain weapons and certain accessories.
I'm Maureen McKinney.